across center for the Raptors for Toronto to grab the lead. Freddie, three ball, open, bucket, north side, triple for Fred VanVleet. Down to Curry for three, misses, the ball is loose, it's picked up by Kawhi Leonard, dribbled out near center, it's loose and on the floor.
They called a timeout. Draymond Green called a timeout. They don't have one left, so that's going to be a technical foul.
With 0.9 seconds remaining, Cousins inbounds the ball. Curry heaves it at the buzzer. It's no good. Franchise history. League history. The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. A city, a province, a country celebrates the NBA championship. Is due north. The wow. Toronto Raptors win 114-110.
Never let nobody tell you can't do something special. And just a great group of guys. I mean, I wouldn't be here for these guys if it wasn't for these guys. Yeah, I can't really think right now. This is crazy. This is awesome, man. Toronto, Canada, we brought it home, baby. We brought it home.
Just making history here, bringing an organization their first championship. You know, it's just something that the Raptors could build on, that we all could build on. And, you know, that was my goal. I wanted to get them to the finals their first year. That was all our goal. And obviously, once we got here, it was the next step to win it all.
Yeah, you got it. Kawhi Leonard, he did it to the Miami Heat. And
seen that before, right?
Yeah, we've seen that before in San Antonio. Now he does it with Toronto. One of the great stories. The series is over. The banged up Warriors are history. Klay Thompson, torn ACL. KD and Achilles. My gosh, man.
Looney doesn't have a shoulder anymore.
Looney, God bless Looney, who nobody's going to talk about
no
today.
No one's going to care about him.
How are you out there again? I want to come back and play, man. So, yeah, they were a banged-up team against a real good Toronto team. A great story. By the way, if somebody would have told you, as you're driving around and maybe stuck in that nasty traffic just down the road here, that we'd be talking about St. Louis a few days earlier winning the NHL Stanley Cup, and now in the NBA, Toronto's a champion, not Milwaukee, not any of those teams out west, not Golden State.
Nope, Houston,
it's,
nope.
It's Toronto, man. And
they took a chance and it worked, yeah.
I got to give it to him. No matter what he does, they got a championship and probably going to be good for business and everything else. But one of the first things I thought last night after I realized my team had lost and I was a little pissed off. But besides that, because I realized once Klay was out, it was done
it
no
was
matter
done.
What. They'd have trouble beating Sacramento or Atlanta or anybody else right now with that group they have. But I just thought, how does Kawhi Leonard leave? How do you leave after you win the finals MVP, you lead that team, you are the friggin' man. I don't know about the man overall because Toronto's a huge hockey city. But I will tell you, Kawhi, he walking around that town, he ain't taking a back seat to anybody.
Nobody.
On that hockey team.
No.
But, I mean, it is, but they love they love winners. He's going to get a max contract. Everybody knows where you stay and you re-sign with the team. You can give more money for longer, and he's going to be set no matter where he goes, and I get that. And, hey, you can make an argument Kawhi Leonard's the best player in basketball right now, right?
Yeah.
And nobody would completely argue with you.
Complete basketball player,
with the guys
yes.
that are banged up and yeah. out and guys that have been out of the playoffs and AD hasn't played forever and anybody else you want to put in there. He did it, man. He's done it now. He did on for a guy coming off his own injuries a year ago and wanted out of San Antonio. For everybody that says nobody ever wants to leave Coach Pops, this is a guy that said, I'm out of here and just played out of this world. And I also have another theory with Kawhi. Kawhi's one of the few superstars that makes everybody else around him better. We saw Kyrie just was a disaster. We've seen other guys just couldn't get the most out of other guys. Siakam, just, I don't know, you want to call it, but just, I know he worked on his game. Most improved player in the NBA. Lowry, all of a sudden, who had a reputation of being a guy.
Folding in the playoffs,
bad.
Yeah.
He played great. And VanVleet, who until he had his kid, I don't know what happened. I don't know what his wife told him after he had that baby, but Hey, go get him, Charlie, because he just played. He was just clutch last night, knocking down shots. All those guys play better. Kawhi's got to get some of that credit for the supporting cast playing at the level they did last night. They had four players, not double digits, four players at least 20 points. They had damn near 100 points, those four guys last night. Just unbelievable what they were able to do. So we'll get into all that. We'll hear it. We like a celebration. I'm not salty just because
your team lost.
My team lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nate Thurman.
They didn't just lose, by the way. They're in big trouble right now.
Yeah. Oh, no. I agree.
The future is
always
dark.
Always
got
to hit me with, like, you know, hey, listen, it's not even mad. You got, I get it. You know, I did, and by the way, I also did, and I'm guessing a lot of Golden State fans went, okay, ACL. We're in the middle of June.
What's recovery for that?
For now, we go in the first year for sure. Shoot. You don't want to rush him back in basketball, so he's coming back. You're probably looking at the last month of the regular season.
At best.
That you get him back and try to get rid of some of the rest and hope your team's in a position. They're in the playoffs and they got enough. And Kevin Durant, if you re-sign him and he stays, he's out for the year. It could be a rough year. I agree. Like Steph and Draymond.
Steph, Draymond, and Looney. Is that a playoff team in the West?
Looney, you didn't really say Looney.
I'm just throwing another name out.
Yeah, don't. They're going to have to upgrade it. The supporting cast just not.
It's going to be hard to upgrade it if you re-sign those other guys.
I agree. That's a lot of money.
A rough series. You go from heavy favorites to in the NBA Finals to a team that may not make the playoffs next year.
That's reality.
Are they a team without those two guys that next year won't make the Western Conference playoffs?
They're going to be fighting for one of those bottom seven or eight spots.
They'll be a dangerous team if guys come back from injury in time for playoffs next year. But if you're depending on that, you're in trouble.
And usually, looking in the West, you got to be over 500 to get a 7 or 8. It's not like the East where you get in 3 or 4 games under.
No,
usually, you're going to be fighting the Sacramentos and Utahs and everybody else. Sacramento's got a nice team. So
think about the teams in the West that didn't make the playoffs this year that are probably going to be upgraded next year also, including the Lakers. So you know what I mean?
Like, there's that's true.
So that's another thing you got to factor in the Western Conference. That Golden State team, I mean, Hollywood said it beforehand, when Draymond's got to be the two guy.
That's all right. I think they look, and if you give your fan base, because part of this is going to be about, you know, besides you still got Steph playing, that we got two guys coming back. We know they're coming back.
At some point.
And so get your 4-year plan in the new arena, knowing that two of the best players and shooters in the game will be back.
Yep.
And we're signing them. We're committed to you in that $1 billion arena they're building over in San Francisco.
They got to try to keep their two main guys, like, as much as they can. They're going to have to try, as much as this could be a 1-year, like you said, kind of throwaway next season, because both those guys are probably not going to play. You're going to pay 1 point. If they keep, and I said this to you before, if Draymond is in the plan too over the next 4 years with luxury tax.
Draymond's in the plan.
Okay. If he is or not, you're talking over $1 billion with luxury tax.
Draymond,
to keep those guys together.
Can't give Draymond's value for the hustle and the things. Like last night, he had a triple-double. He had 19 rebounds and stuff, but he's just not. The guys who get paid are guys who score.
Yeah.
The pure scores, the guys can light you up, or the guys going to get paid in these big, big contracts. And so I don't know.
Top guys are out all next year.
There'll
probably
be a lot to talk about in the Bay Area, man, with two of the best players in basketball now, ACL and torn Achilles. That's a tough way to start. As we're here on a Friday, we got all kinds of stuff going on. All right, anybody in the afternoon, 3-hour difference, Pebble Beach U.S. Open. How many people got home last night? Because you could have got home from work and turned it on and seen most of Tiger's round, because there is a 3-hour difference out there. And he played into the dark last night out on the East Coast. How many people stayed around to watch him absolutely spray the ball everywhere and was one under? He couldn't have sprayed it more. I'm talking about pitching wedge and sand traps and the rough. And that guy one putted 8, 10, 12 footers. That should have kept you around. He's one under somehow, 5 off the lead. Justin Rose, my cousin from over in Europe, is 6 under. leading the tournament right now. So that's where we are on the Tiger watch last night.
I'm waiting for the text on Sunday that Tiger's in it. That's what I'm waiting for. I'll flip it on. If I get that text, hey, Tiger's making a push. All right, we'll put it
on.
Well,
it's so funny because I get it from my kid. My son is just a huge Tiger, you know, all in on Tiger with the TW hat and everything else on what Tiger does. But, boy, the galleries out there were just unbelievable. And, by the way, Xfinity, that X1 voice remote.
Thank God for it, right?
Because this is when people ask you, like, you know, why do you need? I go, last night's a great example. I had no idea where the U.S. Open was.
And you'd be the one on the show that I would go to say, where do I watch this?
Now, on the weekend, you know, at CBS, Fox, or AB, everybody's got a little piece of the NBC's got a big piece of it. For all the tournament, the whole tour, and they mix up. CBS always has the Masters, and so you're like, and I got stuck, and I was like, damn, I can't remember who's got the U.S. Open on Thursday and Friday. And so I went to the voice remote, U.S. Open, and bam, there it is on Fox One.
Thank God for that remote. Otherwise, you'd still be looking for it.
I could have looked it up probably on the internet. Would have been not that bad, but sure nice to just give that little verbal command. I got to give a little plug there for the Xfinity.
Hashtag ad.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, that was something else.
That's a good network. You don't watch Skip Bayless?
No. That will be the only time I watch, and Skip Bayless won't be on part of the program. Hey, we had something really weird. I'm trying to think of how to say this. People are driving in the morning. This Kellen Winslow Jr. article.
Good God.
On SI.com, or if you get your Sports Illustrated magazine, and you got it yesterday, about Kellen Winslow Jr. and his love for porn and masturbating.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it.
No,
I mean,
that's
like going
right
back
to the point.
College for guys that played with him to professionally. In some cases, this article say he didn't hide it. He watched porn and. We always have a roommate when I play. We always on the road had a roommate, and that would be very awkward to be in there after meetings at night, and you go up there the night before a game, and your roommate is sitting there after watching porn, taking care of himself, and he knows you're still awake.
Sure,
like
that's weird.
That would give me the if you read this article, like, Coach, can I talk to you in the morning? Hey, I can't room with them. Which, by the way, a lot of roommates, I mean, a lot of guys, coaches try to match up by position or personality. And, you know, I've said I had David Woodley and Dan Marino were my two roommates. David Woodley was drafted the same time I was. So he's my roommate till he got traded. And then Danny was my roommate the rest of the time. But, man, that would be a strange one. That would be...
But it goes a lot further than that.
Well, yeah, because of all the other stuff he's going through. He's going to do some prison time.
No, I'm not even saying the hotel room thing. I'm talking about...
No. I was just using that as an example. Yeah. No, it's everywhere.
Oh, my God.
It's off the
gross.
Side of the road.
Yeah.
Having
team meetings on your phone.
Just...
this is a sick story, man.
It's just because he played down here, and he was such a great player. And he, you know, remember him shouting and screaming in the locker room for guys that were in there in the old Orange Bowl and everything else during that time. Wow. It's a sick dude. That's a guy that while he's getting rehabilitated hopefully he'll be able to get some help.
He needs it.
And get out of denial from the ages of all these women. And
that's what the crazy part
is. Hey, God blesses the team that he put together. Legal guys that he put together to make everybody's stories not hold up. I mean, from 17 to 77.
Jeez.
77-year-old woman. And by the way, there were others. There was like, you know, like, okay, I get if it's one or two and you're like, somebody's out to get me. And none of these women knew who this guy was.
No. So this is a sick story.
But they were able to, you know, find holes in stories. That's what they do.
That's what good lawyers do, right?
Throw them out. So only a couple are stuck, but just bad stuff. Hey, we got all kinds of stuff coming up here on the show this morning that we'll get into as we continue on here. Just the numbers on David Ortiz, they just keep adding up. Boy, I'll tell you what, if it's not a wake-up call for David Ortiz and his wife and those kids, like, maybe we don't need to go back and even get our stuff. Maybe they can just send it over to us.
You want a miniseries on this, don't you?
Right. This is.
I feel like you're rooting for, like, an HBO miniseries.
The Netflix series. Yeah. That's what it is.
So my wife asked me, said, well, how do you know that somebody put a hit on him? I said, what else? What do you think?
You watch enough TV shows to know?
Yeah, I don't know. She doesn't get it. I watch Narcos and all these shows, man.
Put a little Law and Order in there, too. You'll find out.
Something, and there's usually a woman involved. You know that.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
How does a championship shape what you have in front of you?
I'm about to enjoy this with my teammates and coaches. And I'll think about that later.
All right. Yeah, man. I didn't have a problem with it. Doris Burke had to ask him, Kawhi, congratulations. You've done it again. Are you coming back? Everybody wants to know.
Doesn't she have to ask that question?
He is officially the top dog in free agency.
Oh, yeah. Not even close now.
Now, not only anybody tried to get real smart on me, AD is a trade.
He's not a free agent.
So anyway, Kawhi Leonard was asked a question. He had to know it was coming. He goes, you know, and he answered it the way he should. Not going to say anything. But he could have last night. He could have said, I ain't leaving. I want everybody to. He's thought about it. He knows what he's doing.
You can't ask him that on the stage right after he gets handed his finals MVP trophy. Like, I'd expect that from some media member in the back. But that's a weird question. His answer was weird. It was awkward.
Unfortunately, it's the only question.
What do you expect to gain from
that?
Him saying I'm staying or him saying I'm bolting, which would be even better.
You have to ask.
Yeah.
I think you had to ask.
On the stage there while he's celebrating with his team?
You have to ask because how many people in Toronto and in a lot of NBA cities, including a bunch of them in Los Angeles, where there's a huge population, are going, is he staying or is he going, and could we find out tonight? She had to ask. In her business, she had to ask.
Can you imagine the party, by the way? Not only that they're going to celebrate in Toronto for winning this championship, but if last night to Doris Burke, he said, yeah, I'm going to sign the max here and I'm staying in Toronto.
How about he did break that? What was it? There's a chance. There had to be a chance. He knows what he's doing, right? Do we all agree that he knows right now what he's doing?
Yes.
It's not like he's playing football or basketball 10 hours every day. Got a lot of time at night. He's got his uncle in his life. His sister's got a big mouth.
Conversations have been had.
I disagree to an extent. I think he's going to take meetings with teams that people are going to try to woo him to going there, right? Like, he's going to go to his hometown team.
He just doesn't seem like the guy that sits around and gets wooed.
He's also going to see what the Raptors do here in the next couple weeks, I would
think. I don't know. I'm going to make it sound like I know, but he's going to L.A., back home, or he's going to stay where he is. And, boy, you couldn't kiss somebody's ass and have a better result than what Toronto just did. Nobody has shown a player that much love. And he's not a big personality guy.
No personality guy.
They let him have all those management days where he didn't play back-to-back. I don't think he played any back-to-back games till the playoffs when they don't have back-to-back games.
Load management worked for him this year.
So it paid off because he looked great in the playoffs, even though he limped early on there for a while, and he played through it, which, you know. Yeah, he played through it with a bad limp. Remember, he came down. He came down on his leg, and you're like, ooh, something's wrong. Yep. And he limped his way to wins and a bunch of them till he finally got healthy there and looked really good in late in the playoffs. But, yeah, I didn't have a problem with that question, but it's a great question. You know, it's great topic. Doris Burke, who everybody likes. Hell, I like her. I love talking to her when we were going through the playoffs and she was around and we're sitting there wasting a lot of our life waiting for curtains to open so we could talk to players and locker rooms and coaches. And she was there, but she's pretty well respected. I didn't have a problem with it. Kawhi, you coming back? All right, is this where you're going to be? It's hard to leave when you win a championship. Yeah. And all those guys that you have, you could very easily have on your team. All played great. Siakam played great. Kyle Lowry last night had 26 points. Van Vliet, most of the year was one of the best players off the bench in basketball, and played like it in the last few games too. Just started knocking down some huge shots, including last night. He was ridiculous. But yeah, but it's a 4-year commitment or 5-year commitment. What do you do? What do you think he does?
I think he stays in Toronto.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the situation in Toronto, that'd be tough to leave. I wouldn't go out west. Is the only thing. It's tough out there. You know, you're going to have the Lakers are going to come back. They're going to be better.
That's where he's from, man.
The Warriors are going to come back. They're going to be better. You're going to be a second fiddle in that town.
Home cooking versus.
LeBron's always going to be number one in L.A.
Well, yeah.
I don't think Kawhi worries about that popularity. You've seen the same guy. He didn't care about the popularity.
It's actually a perfect situation to go to the same town with LeBron.
He's not worried about that. He's about kicking his ass. In case you forgot about Kawhi and LeBron head-to-head, what he did to him.
That's true.
That guy is the only guy I can remember in those 4 years that really dominated LeBron.
Yeah.
And played at a
younger,
high level.
Younger, skinnier Kawhi, too.
He can get physical with him. He can do all the same kind of things.
I think it's hard to leave a team that just won a championship.
They're the favorites to come out of the East easily.
Easily.
Next year. They bring that team back.
Think about Boston's going to get worse.
Confidence now, and they're healthy.
Boston's losing Kyrie. Philly could, you know, internally blow up at this point with two of their guys leaving. Milwaukee's still Milwaukee. They're going to be good next year. But Toronto right now, they got to be the favorites to win the East, especially if he comes
back.
They
get all back. You know, it's interesting. And
they could be the favorites to win the title, by the
probably,
way.
Probably. Especially with the Warriors being totally down.
And this
now.
Is the most wide open the NBA's been in, what, a decade?
At least.
This might be the first time we go into a season saying that there's more than one team that can win a championship.
I'll give you one better. If AD joins LeBron, they're going to be one of the favorites in the West.
Absolutely.
One of two favorites.
Well, the two seed, right, Joe?
Now the legitimate two seed.
You can take shots at me.
Actually, it could be a one seed.
Lakers
could be the best team in the West. They bring Anthony Davis to the Lakers.
Now that
the Warriors are down.
They got to fill it out, and how many young guys do they have to give up in the package?
Oh, the entire team. It's going to be LeBron, AD, and me, you, and Hollywood. That's our starting five.
It does go back to this, though, and this is why I know we have to do it, but I hate doing it. When everybody just gave Golden State the championship this year, there's the one thing you can't control. Your two stars, one out for a long time and missed most of half the playoffs in Kevin Durant, and then what happened to Klay Thompson last night, who, by the way, even if they find a way to win that game, they had no shot to beat Toronto in a game seven without Klay Thompson. Can you imagine Steph Curry?
No.
If they pull that out and they somehow win last night, they had no shot with Steph and Draymond in that group.
That's it. That's all they have.
Iguodala had a nice game last night. They had no shot to beat Toronto in Toronto.
I thought if they got it to seven, that was because Toronto choked that game away. Like, Toronto had to win that game last night.
Klay Thompson has been the hottest shooter on that team.
How good was he last night before he got hurt?
Phenomenal again. And
the Raptors had to close that game, though.
Well, they did, but
if Klay doesn't get hurt,
they're in pretty good shape.
And Golden State wins that game seven, you're going to see a lot of Toronto guys, young guys, as nervous as possible, including a Kyle Lowry.
They don't have a lot of young guys on that team. So
guys have never been in that position before.
So it's over. I mean, you guys can go coulda, woulda, shoulda, ifa, coulda, woulda, whatever, banga. That sucker is over. Toronto beat Golden State on their court three times in that game. By the way, the other story, this David Ortiz thing, which I think they got it right off the bat. I'm sticking with the theory that a drug lord, somebody messed with the drug lord, the head guy of the gang or of whatever, the distributor, whatever he is over there. Somehow David Ortiz, I'm not saying he slept with the guy's wife or girlfriend, but he had some kind of contact. Why in the hell would a drug guy be so worried about having six of the most ruthless human beings, guys that have backgrounds of killing people, go after David Ortiz? They weren't trying to – that wasn't like a threat. They tried to kill David Ortiz. So I look at this, and my God, I was thinking, I don't know if anybody else, like, for some reason, you end up going to a club, and some guy's there, and you end up, you know, kissing her or dancing with her or whatever. And I know maybe David Ortiz didn't do any of this stuff, so I know he's married and he's got kids. His wife's been the spokesperson in Boston for the family and everything else. But you find out it's the wrong guy, and you find out that guy's salty, and he doesn't forgive and forget. And you get those kind of guys after you, and you get a warning of it, saying, hey, man, I'm giving you a heads up, David, because I like you. You got to get the hell out of here, man. You got some mad dudes, and they got some bad, bad guys that are getting paid to whack you, and they're going to find you in Davey. I'm gone.
It doesn't sound like the perfect scenario,
guys,
right?
I'm sorry, I won't be working here anymore. There's nowhere you can go that you're safe. If there's a hit on you,
you find out about it, and you still show up to the club that night. Really?
How about the list now? Is it six arrested? And they got all the pictures in the background of some of these guys.
Some bad dudes.
I don't know how they're not in prison for like 200 years.
Wow.
And now they're still looking for one more guy. There's seven of them involved in this. Seven
of them are splitting $8,000?
I don't know.
Doesn't sound
either
like a great story.
Or the lead guy's taking most of it, whoever
pulled the trigger
and is not going to prison. But, man, this is just a crazy, crazy story with this David Ortiz thing.
Wife's still sitting there, man. Maybe knowing.
She got to want to know what the story is.
Yeah, of course.
Like, what's behind this?
Has to,
We have a lot of family over there. You got to be worried about your other family,
too. Of course, at this point.
You got your kids and your wife, but, you got other family members, a lot of them over there.
Joe, if your scenario is correct, and this was a drug kingpin in
He's got to be running hiding if they've called him out. That guy's got to be a little scared right now, too.
Sure. But the rest of the family, too, you got to be worried about everybody out there that has Ortiz blood.
So do they protect David Ortiz if they think there's a little bangy-dangy to this thing? And do they try to cover that up a little bit as they get to the bottom of this story?
They have to a little bit, right? Because if it all comes out so bad, Poppy's going to look bad.
Well, he's going to look bad, too. Like, just, of all the women to mess with, probably.
Yeah, stay away from that.
You might have picked the number one on the list of leave this one alone,
Don't touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave that one alone. Anyway, we got a lot more here on a Friday to get to. I don't know if anybody had a chance to watch Tiger Woods around in the afternoon and night last night. As a three-hour difference on the West Coast out there at Pebble Beach in Carmel. But very impressive one under for a guy that was spraying it everywhere. And I mean pitching wedges and he was making everything. He had the old putter working, and I mean seriously working yesterday. He was knocking down 10-footers, 8-footers, breakers. I mean, he had it all rolling yesterday on there. But, boy, the rest of it was a little lucky. Very, very impressive one under for Tiger Woods yesterday, 5 off the lead right now.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Radio.com.
There's a reason why this will be the second season I don't watch NFL, and I don't spend my Saturdays watching college football either. I believe that the sport of football has set itself up to be in a position where it shows itself in the bigger picture to not really care about women. They don't really care about people of color, but we won't get into that for NFL either. But as a woman, I feel like a person who has been marginalized, and every single one of these stories that comes out every single time pushes me further and further away. I realize they don't care, but for me, it's opened up my weekends. I appreciate you for giving that to me. I don't care anymore. I'm just numb to it. I'm just ready for NBA to kick off, quite frankly. That's what I'm here for.
Wow. Hollywood, you're a bad, bad man. You're a bad, bad guy.
Wow. Hey, Joe, I got a question for you. Just because we know what's going on now with that show.
That show is...
The reports. We don't know anything. Nothing's confirmed.
They've come out and said they haven't decided.
Paul Pierce is out.
Right.
Chauncey Billups is out. Jalen Rose stays.
Right.
They're on the set last night, knowing that if this series ends tonight, it's more than likely the last time they're doing that show. How do you feel at that point? And if you're Jalen Rose...
You don't think that came up last night?
Of course it did.
You don't think when they're having their meetings before going over the topics and who's going to be on the show, you don't think they sat around and said, well, that's great. There's all kinds of national reports out that we're all out.
Yeah, except for that guy right there, Jalen.
Jalen.
Yeah.
But Jalen's a big part of ESPN.
Well, he's got 900 contracts there because he's doing the morning show and doing this and doing that. Beadle was kicked off the morning show. Paul Pierce can never go on any kind of show outside of that, and he'll never be back on that show. And Chauncey's just Chauncey. Nice guy, probably in the wrong spot.
Yeah, so she can put, she's tired of college football and hates the NFL and whatever that was about, because I don't know what it was. It had her so upset she won't watch anything, any football at all. But she said basketball.
She loves basketball.
She can put, now she'll have basketball season off, too. What's that left after no football, no basketball season? What is there, about a month? Yeah, there's a little over a month in between.
Yeah. This is when she's going to do her thing, right? She's going to talk baseball, and she, you know, maybe she'll get in the booth with Boog Shambi. Maybe she'll do baseball games with Boog.
Yeah. That was...
It's just, when you're dead man walking in a spot like that last night... How does it, like, how do you feel? How does
Who cares? That was awesome. It was so cool to see those guys.
Hollywood is so happy.
How many, you were thinking about, because you know what? I watched that damn show, and I was like, I was thinking the same thing just because we talked about it. Like, there's nothing worse than finding out that you're out or you're going to be out, because it's happened a few times here at the radio station where Barry Jackson got a hold of stuff.
Before anyone else had it.
Well, he got it because...
Somebody leaked it.
Somebody? The big boss leaked it. and he leaked it out. So you're sitting there doing what ended up being one of your last shows, and you're reading Barry Jackson stuff that you're out.
Yep.
It is tough. And that happened to those guys last night with that show.
You should ask Crowder about that. Crowder found out that Coop and Crowder was being canceled through Barry Jackson. He was one of the guys in our business that found out during one of his shows.
We have had
we're done on Friday.
We have had general managers. Now this one's not a huge sports fan, so we're fine. But we've had them in the past where they felt the need to let Barry have it
before anyone else.
The unnamed source.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he used to go down. I asked him one day, I say, have you ever thought about just putting unnamed source on the front of your door there
unnamed
instead
source,
of GM?
GM. Yeah. Market manager.
It'd be a lot easier if you did that instead of put that stupid look on your face every day like,
excuse me, Mr. Source?
I don't know where it came from.
The phone call for you on line three, Mr. Source.
Yeah, that was brutal. So I thought of that last night. I did. I'd be lying to you if I saw those guys and went, oh, this got to be rough. I wonder what those meetings were like. Somebody had to say something. Well, they're already reporting and we're done. And you always have somebody who'll go, well, they said, you know, they don't know what they're going to do with the show yet. Well, somebody got it.
Yeah. None of you three, though.
Yeah.
Jalen, you're probably back.
And Jalen's
smiling
there
in the background.
I don't know if you smile, you feel bad.
Well, he feels bad, but he's smirking.
But everybody. said, damn.
He's not available.
Michelle is on that other show with you, too, that didn't work out once you blew up where we spend most of our money on college and pro football.
Yes, correct.
When you decided to rip how bad it is.
Yeah, I'm never watching football ever
again. I almost
again.
Forgot. I was trying to, and then you told me it was the whole Urban Meyer thing. She was bothered by that. And Urban, in fairness to Urban, he had no idea. His wife never told him what was going on. So why are we treating Urban like that? That's terrible. Should be mad at Urban's wife that they were really close, but she...
They don't share texts or
I can't even say this.
Don't do it.
It's one of Urban's biggest lies.
It's one of his best ones ever.
At some point, Urban's going to have to answer to somebody like, Herb, listen, through the years, and forget all the players you had of Florida got arrested and a couple of murders in there and everything, but I want to get this other topic with you. And Urban, I got to ask you, are you still sticking to that story that your wife never told you anything the assistant coach's wife that she was getting the crap beat out of her and getting abused and the guy's looking through the window and threatening her? You really, and she told you everything and you never thought it was important enough to tell your husband? You guys are really close, but apparently when it comes to his business, you forgot? Are you sticking to that, Urban? I'm all for protecting your wife, but.
I never opened up the text.
Or protecting yourself.
Protecting yourself.
Yeah, the wife got it.
Wife got her job taken
away, right?
You know
that guy still gets after it on Twitter? That coach, Zach Smith?
Yeah.
I think is his name?
Every once in a while, he gets a little blow up on
there.
Didn't he say he found out Urban was going to open a restaurant? He was wondering, are they hiring? He'd like to get a job there. Yeah.
Here's my sous chef.
Have you seen his page, like his Twitter page? His profile says, false domestic violence abuse claim survivor. Psycho ex-survivor. That's what it says in his bio. Trying to save my kids every day.
That dude is
fighting for father's rights.
Yeah, that dude is bleeped up.
That's his Twitter bio.
Yeah.
It's a good way to get another
job. No responsibility. No responsibility.
No. He looked in the mirror. You know what the mirror told him? You're right.
Apparently, he's got a podcast called Menace to Society.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Wow.
That must be a fun listen.
I'm sure.
Listen, in fairness.
Maybe the first episode.
In fairness to him, after that thing at Ohio State, he'd have trouble finding a job even in high school at this point. It would be hard to find somebody.
Well, not in Texas.
No.
Not in Texas.
Art Briles needs an OC.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe there is one. We got all kinds of stuff going on here to today. We had the first round of U.S. Open yesterday. Justin Rose, 6-under. Tiger at 1-under, for those of you that need to get a little afternoon Tiger fix. I only watched about 13 holes. I didn't watch all 18.
Oh, good. Woo!
I only watched 13.
How long did that take you?
And by the way, they had every one of his shots. They had him walking. They had him, you know. You got a lot of Tiger.
That's why Fox, right? So Fox is their fingers crossed. Just make it Saturday and Sunday so we get to the major Fox.
Well, they'd like to see him in that.
And in contention.
Not early in the morning where those guys don't get on TV.
Yeah.
They'd like it later on at
the
at
1
Fox.
P.M. tee off, not the 17 a.m. one?
Well, back here, think about that. That's a lot later because last night it was late and he was still playing. So anyway, we got all that. And, of course, it's over for Golden State. The banged-up Warriors are out. Toronto gets their first championship, and, of course, Kawhi Leonard gets another MVP. I felt like old days again watching Kawhi, man. Felt like I was watching San Antonio and the Miami Heat before that thing it just blew up. Anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay with us.
Radio.com. Radio.com.